Nolte, Andrew Cuomo defends Trump against Alvin Bragg, All Politics. By John Nolte on March 27, 2023. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, criticized fascist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg over his political persecution of former President Donald Trump. "I think it's all politics, and that's what I think the people of this country are saying," Cuomo said Friday night on WABC Radio. "I don't understand why Bragg is putting such emphasis on this case. A person breaks the law. I get it. But on the state side, this is a misdemeanor case," Cuomo continued. "It's really a federal case because he needs it to be a campaign finance fraud case, which is a federal case, and that's what Bragg is going to have to do to get a felony out of this. I think it's all politics, and that's what I think the people of this country are saying. It just feeds that anger and that cynicism and the partisanship," the former governor added. "It's a coincidence that Bragg goes after Trump and New York Attorney General Tish James goes after Trump and Georgia goes after Trump. That's all a coincidence. I think it feeds the cynicism, and that's the cancer in our body politic right now. I'm sure they'll get an indictment," Cuomo concluded, adding the old saw about how a prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. "Even if Bragg does not indict Trump, the Manhattan District Attorney is still guilty of abusing his office to bruise and persecute a political opponent. Just for starters, nothing should be coming out of grand jury testimony. Grand juries are secret for many reasons, one of them being to not unnecessarily destroy a man's reputation if no indictment is forthcoming. Indictment or not, this is a scandalous and outrageous political hit job. It was game over when the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, declined to do anything about this alleged porn star payment. The FEC could have easily fined Trump for a campaign violation, but the FEC wasn't even able to find the evidence to do that. So the fact that a local district attorney is pursuing this as a felony, is outright prosecutorial misconduct and abuse. Even if Trump is 100% guilty, this is still a misdemeanor. Worse still, it's a misdemeanor where the two-year statute of limitations expired years ago. So what Bragg is doing here is trying to write his own criminal law to turn an alleged misdemeanor into a felony. Why? So that he can destroy Trump's 2024 presidential campaign in the crib by indicting and arresting or floating the idea that could happen. Well, none of this should be happening. There should be no grand jury process hanging over Trump's head. Both the Department of Justice and the FEC declined to pursue this alleged payment. So by any legal standard, it is over. On top of that, as Cuomo points out, after 3 years, Democrat New York Attorney General Letitia James is currently suing Trump and his three grown children for her own pile of nonsense. And in Georgia, this lunatic sits on a partisan and fascist district attorney's grand jury to destroy Trump over an even bigger pile of nonsense. But nothing is off limits when it comes to lawless, fascist Democrats who don't care about the rule of law or morality. Decency does not exist in a political party that believes any means to further their wretched cause are moral. Early polls do show Bragg's prosecutorial abuse is helping Trump, but we'll see. One of the ways the fascist media and Democrats continue to beat Trump down is by creating all this nonstop artificial drama around him. Granted, Trump is responsible for about 25% of that unnecessary drama, but keeping that exhaustion factor ramped up to 11 24/7 is a major part of the left's plan to defeat the former president. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.